Vincent Bugliosi's new book, The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder, is growing in popularity. This week, it's number 9 on the New York Times bestselling list for nonfiction books. Bugliosi is the former Los Angeles County prosecutor who has won 21 convictions in murder trials, including Charles Manson's. His previous book, the 1,696 pages long Reclaiming History about the JFK assassination, is now being made into a 10-hour miniseries on HBO. WMNF spoke with Bugliosi this morning from his home in Los Angeles, where we asked because of the success of the book is now allowing him to break through what he had earlier referred to as a media blackout because of the explosive nature of the book.
Up until the New York Times article about a week and a half or so ago, I was completely, totally blacked out by the major mainstream media in America. It got so bad that ABC Radio refused to take money from my publisher to take out a radio spot on ABC. Now, why is that? I'll tell you exactly why. The major national mainstream media has been absolutely terrified to even talk about what I'm suggesting here to prosecute George Bush for first-degree murder. But despite that, because the book has been receiving so much tremendous word of mouth, it's already a New York Times bestseller. It's number 16 this week. Next week, it's going to go up to number 9. Many people have said this is the most, the best book of my career. I'm talking about true crime. I don't know if it's that, but it's certainly the most powerful, explosive book of my career. This is a very, very important book that Americans have got to read. They've got to learn that this president took this nation to war on a lie under false pretense, and therefore, under the law, we're talking about the law here. He's guilty of murder for the deaths of over 4,000 young American soldiers who have died so far fighting his war. But the New York Times article opened it up a little bit. But can you imagine that? This is the United States of America, the land of the free, the home of the brave. And I come out. It's okay for Bush to put 100,000 people in their graves on false pretenses. But not only is it okay not to prosecute him, but it's not even okay to talk about it. And this is America. It's unbelievable.
Right. Well, let's talk about, now, give us the key evidence to bring up the idea that, in fact, this man should be prosecuted for murder.
Okay, I'll talk about some of the evidence. There's much more in my book. I have documentary evidence, and I present it in The Prosecution of George W. Bush for Murder. Documentary evidence. By the way, what I'm about to tell you, to my knowledge, has never appeared in any major newspaper or magazine in America. Why, I don't know, probably just pure incompetence. Documentary evidence that when George Bush told the nation on the evening of October the 7th, 2002, that Saddam Hussein was an imminent threat to the security of this country, he was telling millions of unsuspecting Americans the exact opposite of what his own CIA had told him just 6 days earlier in a classified report on October the 1st, that Hussein was not an imminent threat. And it gets worse than that. October the 4th, the Bush administration put out an unclassified summary version of the classified report so they could give it to Congress and the American people. This unclassified version came to be known as the White Paper. And in this White Paper that was shown to Congress and the American people, the conclusion of U.S. intelligence that Hussein was not an imminent threat to the security of this country was completely deleted.
And also,
Congress and the American people never saw any of that. It doesn't get any worse than that. It cannot get any worse than what I just told you.